Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a number of cases involving the abortion drug and device mandate and contraceptive mandate under Obamacare. Some of these cases involve Little Sisters of the Poor, and others involve a number of colleges that are Christian nonprofit organizations and others. There's a wide variety of cases that have been accepted for review. Briefing will soon be presented to the court, and then in 2016, oral argument will be conducted, with a decision be expected no later than the end of June 2016. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, it was inevitable that the Supreme Court would accept one of these cases, I would think, because there have been so many challenges out there to these cases, and there's been courts of appeals that have gone both ways. The majority have struck down the Obamacare abortion mandate, but some have actually upheld it. So there was a conflict among the circuits, and that's one of the things that the Supreme Court typically does, is weigh in sometimes to resolve the conflicts in the circuits, and they were certainly there. But this is going to be a big situation. Frankly, I think if the Supreme Court goes the wrong way, and I have no idea which way it will go, I believe that there will be resistance to that decision. I don't think for a moment that Little Sisters of the Poor will ultimately provide abortion-inducing drugs or contraception that collides with their religious beliefs, and I think that that will happen on many fronts as well.
Well, the justices will actually take up seven cases, Matt, including the mandate, the one from a Catholic group, as you mentioned, Little Sisters of the Poor. And their ruling, as we know, could deliver a major blow to the health care law's contentious provision that including a mandate that employers, even religious employers, provide birth control, even though, for instance, Little Sisters of the Poor, the Catholic Church, a central doctrine of the Catholic Church, is opposed to any birth control of any kind. Also, abortifacients. I mean, let's just be honest here. The mandate mandates abortion, and that is clearly unconstitutional to try to force people to be complicit in mass murder. And so this is encouraging that the Supreme Court is going to look at this. As you mentioned, you can be pretty sure that at least four of the justices, the liberal justices, will vote to make the violating conscience the law of the land. And Justice Kennedy will probably end up being the swing vote. You can't know for sure, but that would be my prediction.
Yeah, you have no idea which way this court's going to go. This court is completely unprincipled. They've cut the tether that otherwise should bind them to the Constitution. So they're just a bunch of ideologues, at least a number of them, not every one of them. Some of them are trying to be true to the Constitution. There's no question about that. But then there's a handful, and there's sometimes five, as there was in the marriage case, that just do whatever they want to. And frankly, I think that they are losing respect among the people, as well they should, because, the fact of the matter is they are bound by oath to interpret the Constitution, not to create the Constitution. But at any rate, this case is before the Supreme Court, and I think that if the Supreme Court goes the wrong way, I have no doubt that Little Sisters of the Poor, other Christian colleges and universities will just simply say, we're not going to comply, because this is not something we can compromise. They will not participate in human genocide as a prerequisite to engaging the mission that God has called them to. They just won't. They will not do that. This case could have been disposed of a long time ago, but unfortunately you had this 5-4 decision, and Chief Justice John Roberts was the person who switched his vote after voting the other way, and during the drafting phase switched his vote. This case could have been disposed of a long time ago. Frankly, Obamacare is absolutely unconstitutional anyway. It has no basis under the Commerce Clause. Government does not have the right to force employers, no matter their size, to obtain insurance. And this case could have been disposed of, and we could have had Obamacare as just an awful memory, but also short-lived. In fact, what happened was the Supreme Court literally invented new law, upheld Obamacare, and now here we are with different little piecemeal issues before the Supreme Court, including something that's maybe a piecemeal, but it's a very significant issue because it deals with the sanctity of human life.
Well, Matt, the left loves to throw around the term separation of church and state, something that they just either simply don't understand where that term originated, or they intentionally misapply it. Many of them I know intentionally misapply it. That of course, was rooted in Thomas Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptists, where he said there's a wall of separation between church and state that protects the church and freedom of religious expression from the state. So, and that was the complete context. The First Amendment's Establishment Clause simply says that the United States Congress in Washington, D.C. cannot create an official federal Christian religion like the Anglican Church. That's it. That's the extent of the Establishment Clause. So if the Supreme Court here encroaches into the free exercise of religion and the purview of the state by saying that Christian organizations or even Christian businesses, Hobby Lobby and other organizations, must provide abortifacients and birth control and so forth, then the state will be violating the First Amendment, will be encroaching upon the right, will be violating the wall of separation of church and state that Thomas Jefferson spoke of.
Yeah, no question about that. You know, Thomas Jefferson wanted to be known for three things. He mentioned this in his will, and he wanted them on his tombstone, and they are there. The founding of the University of Virginia, the author of the Declaration of Independence, and the author of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom. In that first sentence, he says that Almighty God hath made the mind free. And that it was tyrannical, it was sinful for government to try to coerce someone against their sincerely held conscience based on their religious belief and freedom. And what we have here is exactly that. We have President Obama and his administrative staff through the agencies, because the statute itself, the actual law that was passed by Congress, does not require employers to provide abortion or contraceptive drugs at no cost or at any cost. It doesn't require that. What ultimately it says is that the parameters, the specifics, are to be created by an agency or administrative department. And so the administrative department created that, and that's where we have this from. It's under the Obama administration. And so now they're forcing people. They tried to force companies like Hobby Lobby, but now they're trying to force organizations that have sincerely held religious beliefs and missions to violate their conscience by participating in human genocide.
Well, and that will once again create the same kind of scenario that the Obergefell decision created when five radical leftist justices in Washington, D.C., attorneys, decided to try to deconstruct and reinvent the institution of marriage, something that no man can do and certainly no court can do. That has created a scenario where bakers and florists and people around the country and Kim Davis and county clerks and judges out in Oregon and elsewhere, and people are having to say, well, no, I cannot comply with this unjust ruling. So in the spirit of Martin Luther King, if the Supreme Court somehow rules now that the abortion mandate stands and the contraception mandate stands, then you'll see the same kind of thing, more civil disobedience and pushback against a tyrannical Obama administration.
Well, and also against a court system as well. The fact is that the Supreme Court has gotten out of control. It has usurped the authority that it doesn't have, just like Obama has usurped authority that he doesn't have. And frankly, I think the people are fed up and tired of that. You know, what we need to do is we need to get back to the parameters that the Constitution actually provide. It's a fairly ingenious document. We just need to abide by it. Go to lc.org for more information. That's lc.org. In fact, you can read the Constitution, something that some of the justices probably haven't done in a while, or certainly if they do, they just think it's an old, outdated document. You can ask for our Patriot's Handbook on American Liberty, which has a pocket-sized handbook, and it has the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and a great index that you're not going to find in any, frankly, other pocket-sized or other kind of constitution. Great index for easy reference. You can get that at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We also have other series of the Patriot's Handbook on Israel, the right to bear arms, religious freedom, and much more. You can go to lc.org and go to our online store for that and other information. Remember, for this time of year, we appreciate your financial support, not only regular support, but also year-end support as well. If you want to be able to give and have some ideas about what you want to give, call us today or go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.